Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 18. Here is the extracted text from the image, feet from the Kaiser Building, and that both outside of the cafe and in the cafe, the cheering of the Solicitor General could be heard by any person. H.G. Williams makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that on the 26th day the Frank trial closed and verdict of guilty was found by the jury against Leo M. Frank, accused of the murder of Mary Fagan. This deponent was on South Pryor Street in front of the courthouse. This deponent saw Solicitor General Dorsey come from the courthouse and cross the street to the Kaiser Building in the presence of exceeding 500 people, who cheered his appearance at the entrance of the courthouse with loud and continued cheering, which cheering continued until he had entered the Kaiser Building across the street, and which cheering was acknowledged by Solicitor Dorsey at the entrance of the Kaiser Building, where he turned and raised his hat to the people who were cheering him. Just preceding Solicitor Dorsey, the jury had come out of the courthouse and had gone a short way up the street to the German Cafe for lunch. At the time of this cheering, which could be heard for a great distance on all sides of the courthouse, the jury were in easy hearing distance of the noise during the whole time when the crowd was cheering Solicitor Dorsey. Said demonstration over the Solicitor General occupied not less than 3 minutes, and perhaps not exceeding 5 minutes, and took place on the last day of the trial, immediately after the jury had come from the courthouse on their way to dinner. Further deposing this deponent says that practically the same demonstration took place on Saturday, preceding the time herein before specified, at the time when Solicitor Dorsey came from the courthouse to go to his office and when the jury were proceeding from the courthouse, said demonstration on Saturday being in the presence of the solicitor and in the hearing of the jury, and being a demonstration over the Solicitor General. E.G. Pursley makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is a resident of the city of Atlanta, residing at 50 Ponders Ave, with office at 700 Temple Court, that on